Are you fired up? Are you ready to go? And say it with me, fired up?
A virtual sea of camouflage uniformed soldiers shouted their readiness as Wisconsin Congressman Steve Kagan led them in a cheer about their upcoming deployment.
You have our back in harm's way, we've got your back when you come home.
Kagan was one of four congressmen and two senators at the ceremony. All made pledges similar to this one from Republican Paul Ryan to respect the sacrifice of the soldiers and their families.
As your elected representatives, it is our duty to make sure that you have the equipment you need and the benefits you have earned. If there's ever an issue, you've got to call us and let us know.
The parent of one deploying infantryman, Tom Slayton of Milton, called it the proudest day of his life, despite the fact that until a few months ago, he thought his son would be going to college, not off to war.
I don't know if it's bureaucratic red tape or what. He's not college first, so we were all surprised when we went in for what they call a battle handoff. We handed in the papers, and I says, good, now my son gets to go to UW-Oshkosh. And the sergeant there informed me, no, your son gets to go to Iraq. So we were all kind of like jaw-dropped, you know.
The members of the Red Arrow Brigade, many of whom have already served at least one tour in Iraq, will be there for a year. This time, they're scheduled to return next February. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.